Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Crude oil is down over $2 this morning. The U.S. dollar rallying up about $1, and a softer opening in the Dow. It was down 85 points in the first 5 minutes of trading. The NASDAQ currently trading at 2043, and it's off about 26 points. In agricultural fundamentals, USDA released its export sales report this morning for the week ending September 25th. The numbers look like this. Wheat this year in millions of bushels, 24.0, next year 0.7. Corn this year 22.4, and soybeans this year 17.3. The majority of the bids in the Midwest direct hog markets today are expected from steady to 50 cents per hundredweight lower, but a few plants may test the market with even lower bids. Terminals are called mostly steady to lower, with tops from 45.50 to 49.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of 45.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, October 1st, negotiated swine purchases were 11,373 for the base market hog and 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $59.50 to $70.27. The weighted average, $67.31. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46 to $54.66. The weighted average, $52.34. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $13,220. The base price range, $61 to $74. The weighted average, $71.44. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.89 to $53.80, and the weighted average was $52.23. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Scattered frost occurred in some of the upper Midwest this morning, and it looks like over the next couple of mornings there could be some patchy frost in northern areas. The frost this morning mainly to the northwest, and even parts of Illinois could have been touched by a little, as some of the low temperatures in northern Illinois were around 34 degrees officially, and of course official temperature readings are taken 8 feet or 6 feet above the ground, and on a clear, calm morning, that's a lot warmer than temperatures right at ground level. So basically, we're looking at some rather chilly weather this morning, not unexpected weather, so a possibility of a few places getting a little nipped by a little light frost. But across the Midwest Corn Belt, we didn't see a killing freeze anywhere, and I've been told by many producers around here, at least, that a little frost is not going to do any damage at this stage. As we're now to October 2nd, we've made it through September without the really early freeze. Want to point that out because I know that was a big concern with the crops running so far behind going into the fall. And we've been watching the weather maps pretty closely and told you back in the middle of the month that it didn't look like any problems were coming the rest of the way in September. Now, as we go through October, it's a little trickier. At this point, we don't see anything that really says, yeah, frost or a hard freeze is on the way. Although I will say the American GFS model this morning has a couple rounds of colder air showing up on the maps this morning that didn't show up at all on the maps yesterday. And because of that, I'm a little suspect of what the maps are saying this morning. And all of the computer models have a little more of a challenge looking out 10 days and beyond when you're in the fall and spring. The transition seasons are especially hard to get a handle on when you look out more than really about a week forecast-wise. But the GFS model this morning is showing cold air dumping in here on the weekend or the morning of the 13th of October. That would be a week from Monday. A little bit of wind with that, so that would maybe not mean a freeze, but it shows for the beginning of that week a little surge of cold air coming in early that week, and then it moderates again. And then the GFS shows another surge of cold air coming in on the 384-hour forecast, which is as far out as it goes, and that's 1 a.m. on the 18th of October. So with that, there'd be precipitation, so that wouldn't likely be frosty either. So we don't see any widespread frost problems just yet. Now, as far as harvesting goes, which is probably the more important thing to talk about, there will be a few spotty showers moving into the upper Midwest here, Wisconsin, Michigan, even far northern Indiana and northeastern Illinois tonight, northern Ohio going into tomorrow morning, but none of that of any great consequence. Generally, dry weather will prevail in the Midwest through Friday. Now, scattered showers will start to develop probably on Sunday from northern Illinois on into Wisconsin, parts of Iowa and Minnesota, and that will work northward as a warm front. Much of the Midwest Corn Belt is expected to be turning much warmer this weekend and will be dry across much of Illinois and Indiana and Ohio and Missouri on Sunday and into Monday, but northern areas could continue to see some showers because they're on the northern edge of the warm air. Now, we do see a system forming out west that will bring rain to the central and northern plains early next week. That rain will move into the Midwest, at least the western Midwest, on Monday. So parts of Missouri and Iowa will start to turn wet later on Monday into Monday night. So that will be the end of harvest operations for a while there. And that rain will start to push into Illinois on Tuesday, western Indiana Tuesday afternoon, eastern Indiana Tuesday night, and eventually this rain will get into eastern areas, including Ohio, probably sometime on Wednesday. And then it looks like a rather wet weather pattern setting up for a while next week. So mainly dry through Monday and then turning wetter. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 703.5, down a half, last trade down 3. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 669.75, unchanged, last trade down 3.5. March, 692, up a quarter, last trade down 3. December corn opened at 485, up 1, last trade unchanged. March, 504, up 1, last trade down 1. July, 530, up 4.25, last trade down a quarter. November beans open at 1053.5, up a half, last trade down 6.75. January, 1070.25, down a quarter, last trade down 6.25. July, 1105.75, down a half, last trade down 8.5. October soybean meal open at 280.80, unchanged, last trade down 80. December soybean oil open at 44.75, up 7, last trade down 36. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
Want to look at these export sales numbers, and they're okay. They're in their ranges, but I guess where my eye went today, and I'm beginning to have some concern, is in the total commitments area, and corn is beginning to lag behind last year.
I'm going to tell you, Dave, I can't hear you, so I'm just going to go on. Corn export bookings came in at the high side of trade estimates, but cumulatively we're way behind just after the third week of this marketing year. We had a big bounce in the dollar today with that dollar index up around 81. Quiet overnight trade. The corn market, I think, will be steady, maybe two or three better as in some of the back months. That December 09 futures is down to 536, making it a little bit dicey for looking at planting corn as far as cost of production goes.
What about the soybeans?
On the soybean side, export bookings came in at 17.3 million bushel. That's way behind expectations. The crude market is down a little bit this morning. That's going to be a weighing factor on the beans because bean oil yesterday was the thing that was pushing things higher. We'll be steady maybe as much as a nickel lower there.
The wheat export.
Bean oil will be the key.
Hmm. Wheat exports not too bad.
Wheat exports weren't too bad. The thing that I'm looking at on this wheat is with the late crop harvest, not just in the Midwest, but also in the Southern Plains. For instance, high moisture corn is just coming out in western Kansas right now. There's some feelings that maybe the wheat acres won't be up at all this year, but we'll be probably down a penny, maybe as much as 3 or 4 cents at the outset today.
Anything in here that suggests that demand might pick up in the future?
I'm sorry, Dave, I can't hear you.
Let's look at the livestock side then. What do you see over at CME Group Livestock?
Okay, on the livestock, I'm looking for mixed trade, both on the cattle and the hogs, up 20 to down 20 type of trade. In the cattle, this Wall Street action being lower is really pressuring the cattle market. Cattle staying on pasture a lot longer. On the hog side, we may be up just a hair better than that in some of these deferred months, but the hog market's going to struggle too.
Thank you, Ellen. Ellen Dearden, she is with Ag Review out of Morton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at area code 217-333-0853 and let us know how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.